Okay, good morning, everybody. Today we are learning Tisha B'Av's Daf, which is Gittin Daf Ayin Beis. We are holding on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. We are at Abaye Omar Kula. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and by Chani and J.J. Hornblass and family and member of J.J.'s father, the Honorable Jerome Hornblass, of Chronel of Bracha, and by friends of Rabbi Dr. Brian Galbin, in commemoration of his fourth yard site, Rav Baruch Svi ben Ruvi Nassim, Zichron Levracha, and Hashem Hashem and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is, we started to talk about yesterday that there's a stira in the Mishnah as to which Lashonos imply, there's a stira in the Mishnah as to whether we assume Mili Mimsra on the Shliach or Mili Lo Mimsra on the Shliach. Is our Mishnah following the Shita of Rabbi Meir, or is our Mishnah following the Shita of Rabbi Yossi? So we had one resolution yesterday, which was the Reisha follows Rabbi Meir, the Seifa follows Rabbi Yossi. We're going to have three more resolutions to that stira today, and that will bring us to the Mishnah on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph is going to discuss which Lashonos a person can say that would imply a get la'achar misa, which doesn't work. If a person says that he wants this get to work after he dies, so that doesn't work. So which Lashonos would imply that that's what he's trying to do, and which types of Lashonos where he mentions something about dying, but don't imply a get la'achar misa, rather they imply that it should be chal limafreya, back to right now. Then the Gemara is going to try to understand what the implication of im mati is. Is im mati, if I die, is that lachar misa or is that me'achshav? We have opposite implications in the Mishnah, and we're going to have machlokas whether zmanu shel shtar is mochia chalav. The large portion of Amud Aleph is going to have two versions of a comment of Rav Huna on our Mishnah, that in one of the cases of our Mishnah, according to one version, the Reish of the Mishnah, and according to the other version, the Seif of the Mishnah, a woman can only do chalitza, but cannot do yibum. And then towards the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to have another chiddush of Rav Huna, where Rav Huna equates a get and a matana given in a state of illness, and the Gemara is going to question Rav Huna. Person gives something, a get in a state of illness, or a matana in a state of illness, and then he's amad, and he goes, he's holich b'shuk, and then he dies. So what do we assume about what his intentions were, and whether it's still operative, even after he was amad, even after he seemed to have at least somewhat recovered from that illness. So let's begin again. Ayin Aleph and Beis. Again, Daf Ayin Beis is Tishbav's Daf. I just saw in Rav Yada Goldwicht had in the Smichas Chaver notes last night that someone asked Rav Meir Shapiro why he, when they saw the original Daf Yomi calendar, he said, why don't you put it a Daf for Tishbav? Instead, Yom Kippur, Bishlomi Yom Kippur, there's time to do it, even if it's hard to find the time. You know, you could do it if there's a break in between Musaf and Mincha, if you show up early to davening. I don't know, you can find some time to do it. Tishbav is mamash aser. You're not allowed to do it. So why would you put in a daf for Tisha B'Av? He said, what are you talking about? You think Daf Yomi is only a Golus project? When the Gula comes, we're also going to be doing Daf Yomi. So when there's Golus, you figure out a way to make it up. Bez Hashem, when there's Gula, of course there's going to be Daf Yomi also. Okay, so Bez Hashem, we should be Zocha that we'll be a Daf ahead when tomorrow rolls around. So just to remind ourselves of the Stira in the Mishnah, had said that if someone asks a fellow who's should we write a get for your wife? And he says, Ksovu, write a get for my wife. And then they go and they instruct others to write the get, someone else to write the get, two other Eidim to sign it, then Hareza get batal. It's not a valid get. Sounds like it's not a valid get because the person who was instructed by the husband instructed others. Sounds like because Mili lo mimsron l'shliach. But the implication is it's only because he said he didn't say tenu. But if he would have told that original guy tenu get lishti, then that guy would be authorized to go and instruct other people to write and to give and to sign and to do the get. So it sounds like Mili mimser on the shliach, that you are allowed to, as long as you use the right formula, as long as you use the right words, as long as you say tenu, Mili mimser on the shliach. But then the next line of the Mishnah says that ad sheyomar l'sofer k'sovu leidim chasamu, that the only way to make it work is direct tzivui, that they have to tell the person directly. And if he doesn't tell the person directly, then it doesn't work. Sounds like mili lo mimsur on the shliach. So the reisha sounds like mili mimsur on the shliach, because the implication of the reisha is that all you need to do is say tenu, and then they can instruct others. And the seifa sounds like mili lo mimsur on the shliach, because the seifa says you have to give a direct instruction. So the first answer we had yesterday was in reisha, Rabbi Meir, seifa Rabbi Yossi, that the reisha in Achinami follows Rabbi Meir, that who holds that mili mimser on the shliach, and the sefer follows Rabbi Yossi that mili lo mimser on the shliach. Obviously, that's not going to be the preferred choice of answer. If we have a way to answer that the Mishnah follows one shita rather than splitting between two shitas, we'd prefer that. So Abaye suggests kula Rabbi Meir, that really the entire Mishnah follows the sheet of Rabbi Meir. V'hach v'mayaskinan, when it says in the Seifa that you need to give a direct tzivoy, that it can't be through a third party, that's dilo amar tenu. That's where you didn't just say tenu, you said kisvu utenu. So since the husband was careful to be mitzava about the ksiva as well, that's why he needs to give that tzivoy directly. That's why if he's not mitzava the sofer directly to write the get's not going to be kosher. But if the Megarish, if the husband just says the word tenu, he could be mitzava other people on the person that you tell tenu to can go and tell other people to do the ksiva, because mili is mimsuran l'shliach. So says Mar Ihachi, if the Tana of our Mishnah is moda, that had the husband just said tenu alone, without kisvu tenu, just tenu alone, then mili mimsuran l'shliach, you're allowed to go then tell another party, then when the Mishnah wanted to come up with a case where the get would be kosher, ad shi yomar tenu mi ba'ilei. That should have been the case of the Mishnah. Instead of the Mishnah saying, no, the only way to make it work is ad shi yomar l'sofer k'sov l'edim chasom. No, just say that you could tell one fellow tenu get l'ishti, and that fellow will then go tell the sofer to write and edim to sign. And that would be a much greater chiddush, instead of the Mishnah saying, oh, it has to be direct. Apparently it doesn't have to be direct, as long as you use the magic word tenu. So ella hachamay skinan delo amar lebeit lasa. So what we have to say is that in the sefer where it says that the ksiva is not going to be kosher until the baal gave a direct command to the sofer, direct command to the edim, and that even saying tenu is not going to work, it must be because he didn't say it to three people. He didn't say tenu. He only said tenu to two people. And in such a case, even Rav Meir's moda that even if you said tenu, mili is you didn't make them a Beis Din, and they don't have the reshus to be mimana other people on the ksiva. And that's why it doesn't say in the Seifa that if you just would say tenu, it's going to be kosher. Because it could be kosher if you say tenu, but there's another criteria that you need, that it needs to be three people. So since the Seifa is talking about a case where you didn't talk to three people, saying that you would say that tenu would be good enough is not true. So frankly, you are ihachi. Okay, if that's the problem, that the whole chisaron in saying tenu is that they can't appoint someone else to do the ksiva is because there are only two people and you need to say it to three people. So when the Seifa wants to tell me that there's a way to make this work, ad shiomer l'shlosh mibayilei, the Seifa should have told me that there is a way to make it work. There's a way to make it work through a third party, as long as yomer l'shlosh, as long as you say it to three people. Meaning, why would the Seifa tell me the case that is the smallest chiddush? Right, the smallest chiddush is that if you instruct someone directly, they should do exactly what you directly said, and that there's no third party. If there's a way to make it work with a third party, the Seifa should have said that. The Seifa should have said that you could speak to Ploni, and then Almoni could be the one to write the get or to sign the get. And there's a way to make that work. So because of that, the Gemara rejects Abaye. Ella kula Rabbi Yosihi. So instead, it must be that the entire Mishnah follows Rabbi Yosihi. This is approach number three in the Mishnah, meaning the entire Mishnah assumes mili lo mimsron l'shliach, and therefore the sofer can only write if the husband gave him direct instructions, exactly what the Seifa says. I, but the implication of the ratio was that you don't need direct instructions as long as you have tenu. So in the ratio, the Mishnah, the reason they're not able to tell the sofer to write is because the husband said kisvu, is not because the husband said kisvu and didn't say tenu. It's talking about a case where the husband didn't say beferish imru, and in that case, Rabbi Yossi is going to hold mili lomim from the shliach, and therefore the shliach is not able to, on his own, go and instruct someone else to do the ksiva. But if you say b'mefurash to the shluchim, to that imru leploni v'yichtov, then you're making them your shluchim for that purpose, and the shlichus is going to work. And Rabbi Yossi would be moda in such a case. So the chisaron in the ratio of the Mishnah, and the reason the get is batel in the ratio of the Mishnah, is that he said ksovu, and he didn't say imru leploni v'yichtov. Had he said that, that would have been good enough. Ihachi, well, if that's the case, well, then when the sefer wanted to say what does work, it should have said Achi Omer Imru, that Omer Imru will work, that it doesn't need to be a direct command. You could do it through Omer Imru. Va'od, and furthermore, Mi Moda Rabbi Yossi b'Omer Imru? Does Rabbi Yossi agree that in the case of Omer Imru, that Mili Mimshon the Shliach, Rabbi Yossi generally holds that Mili Lo Mimshon the Shliach, that if you instruct one person to write a get, he's not allowed to hand that job off to somebody else. Is it so true that Rabbi Yossi holds that if you instruct him to hand it off to somebody else, that that's going to work? Va'tanan, but we have a Mishnah later on, Daf Pei Zayin, that even if the two Eidim are not signed on a get, but rather you have Ksav Sofer, the Eid Kosher, you have the Sofer sign it, and then one other Eid, their Mitztarif, the Ksiva of the Sofer and the Chasima of the Eid as Shnei Eidim on the get, and the get is Kosher. V'am Rabbi Yirmiya Chasam Sofer Shaninu, and Rabbi Yirmiya explained, no, it's not enough that you have one person write it and one additional person sign it. The person who writes it has to also put a signature on it. But you see, with that, but that is enough. That's mitzaref. Vam Rav Chista, and Rav Chista comments on that Mishnah that the sofer could be one of the chasimos, that money, Rabbi Yossi, that follows the shita of Rabbi Yossi, damar mili lo mimsron l'shliach, who holds that that you're not allowed to hand over the job to somebody else. Because according to Rabbi Meir, that mili mimsron l'shliach, we would have to be choshesh for a takala in such a get. Because maybe the husband tells two people, Imru Luploni, that he should write the get, and Ploni Uploni, that they should sign the get. Two other people, not the sofer, should sign the get, and those shlichim are going to go to the sofer, and they're going to be embarrassed to ask him to write the get without asking him to sign it, so they might veer from their shlichus, and they're going to tell him to sign the get as well, and then the whole get is going to be puzzle. So therefore, it's going to be a problem. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that Mili Lomim from the shliach, you have no such chashash because everything has to be with the direct tzivoy of the husband. There is no third party that's going to be embarrassed and mess up what the tzivoy of the husband was. No, everything's going to be got to be direct, according to Rabbi Yossi. So that's how I know that Rabbi Yossi, that chasam sofer, the aid, must follow Rabbi Yossi, that mili lo mimshon the shliach. Well, isal kadaitach mod Rabbi Yossi b'omer imru, but if you're going to say that there is a case where even Rabbi Yossi would say that a third party can be involved, and that's simply the case of Omer Imru, Nafik Mina Churba. You could still run into the same problem. Because as long as a third party could ever be involved, you could run into a problem. In the case of Chasam Sofer Ve'ed, Dizimnin Da'amarlu L'Shnayim Imru Sofer V'Yichtov, because sometimes the husband will tell two people, Imru, go and tell the sofer to write. Uloploni uploni viachtemu, and go and tell two eidim to sign. Umishum kisuvet the sofer, but they're gonna be embarrassed to tell the sofer not to sign. So chayshu machtmile, they'll be choshesh for the embarrassment, and they'll have the sofer sign it. Ubalo amarachi, but that wasn't the instruction of the Baal. So it turned out that even according to Rabbi Yossi, you could run into such problems. So if that's the case, you cannot say that the ratio of our Mishnah is following the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, and it's only because if you said Ksovu it's possible, but Omer Imru would have been good enough. You see, clearly Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold Omer Imru is good enough. Rabbi Yossi holds Mili Lo Mimshon L'Shliach even in the case of Omer Imru. Ele Mechavarta Resh Omer Besef Rabbi Yossi. Gemara says, okay, we tried. It has to be that there's a stira in our Mishnah. They reflect two different shitos, that the ratio of the Mishnah follows Rav Meir, and that's why it's only because you said kisvu that they're not allowed to instruct instruct other people, but had you said tenu, they would be allowed to instruct other people. Mili mimsura nishliach. And the Sefer says, no, it needs to be a direct tzivoy of the Baal, because mili lo mimsura nishliach. Then the Gemara says, well, there is a fourth possibility. Rav Ashi amar kula Rabbi Yosi. Maybe the entire Mishnah follows Rabbi Yosi. It says in the Reisha that if you tell someone ksuvu that it's not going to work for him to instruct other people, and we were medayek from there, we made a diuk that had you only said tenu, they would be allowed to instruct other people. Bad diuk. No, even if you say tenu, they're not going to be allowed to instruct other people. After all, the Sefer goes on to say, the only way that the get's going to work is a direct instruction of the husband. Ad sheyomer l'sofer k'sovu le'edim chasovu. So lomi bayit ka'amar. The Mishnah should be read in a lomi bayit type of fashion. That lomi bayit hecha delo amar tenu. You don't even need to tell me that if you didn't say tenu and you only said kisvu, that certainly they can't get a third party involved. The Mishnah then goes on to say, even if you do say tenu, they're not allowed to get a third party involved. And not only if you didn't say it to a group of three people, can they not get a third party involved because they don't become a beis. Even if you tell it to a group of three people, lo, they're still not allowed to get a third party involved. And not only if you weren't omer imru, meaning what the Sefer of the Mishnah is telling me is mili lo mimsron shliach, period. Even if you have all the factors working in your favor, you said tenu, and it was based on three people that you said it to, and you were omer imru. No, it's mili lo mimsron shliach, and that's the format of the Mishnah. That the Mishnah starts out with the most obvious case of mili lo mimsron shliach, and then concludes with the emphatic statement that the only way a get's going to work is a direct sivui, and it can never be that mili that there's a third party involved. Mili lo mimsuran l'shliach. Tanya kavasei Rav Ashi. A braisa that supports Rav Ashi's understanding. Kasav sofer l'shma. If a sofer writes a get l'shem a particular isha, v'chasmu edim l'shma, and the edim sign l'shem that isha, afl pishak savu v'chasmu unasnu lo unasanu la, even though they write it, they sign it, they give it to the husband, and the husband gives it to her, harei get batal ad sheyishmu ukolo sheyomar l'sofer k'sov uleidim chasamu, until they got a direct sivui from the husband to write and to sign this get. So it's the word yishmu lafuke mandiyamar modir Rabbi Yosef Yomar Imru. The fact that the Braisa uses the word yishmu, that they need to hear with their own ears from the husband, is to tell me against the shita that Rabbi Yosef's moda with Omer Imru that you can have mili mimsur on the shliach. You see that no, even with Omer Imru, it does not work. You need to hear it directly from the husband. Kolo, we use the term kolo, his voice, lafukim drav kanam rav, to say against the sheet of rav that we had in daf ayin aleph amud aleph, that a cherish that's able to be medaber mitoch haksav, that a cherish is able to instruct in writing that kosav nosen get lishto. Over here we say, no, you need to hear his actual voice. There is no medaber mitoch haksav that's going to work over here. So that is the confirmation of the sheet of Rav Ashi. So now, Baruch Hashem, we begin the next Mishnah. So the Mishnah tells us on daf ayin beis amud aleph, different lishonos, when do we assume that the person is intending for his get to work la'achar misa, which would not work, and when do we assume that he's intending for the get to work mechayim? Zegiteich immati. If a person says, here's your get if I will die, so it sounds like he wants the get to work after he dies. Or zegiteich mechalizeh. He says, this will be your get at the conclusion of this illness, of this terminal illness that I have. Well, terminal illnesses conclude in termination of life. So obviously he's going to be dead by the time that that happens. Zegiteich lacharmisa. Or he just puts it right out there. This should be your get after I die. Lo amar klum. So in all three of those formulations, she's not megureshes, because he's trying to make the get bichal after he dies. In the Paras Yosef, he says, now why is that true? That ain't get lachar misa, meaning it's a principle we carry throughout the entire Masechta, but why? That ain't get lachar misa. So he says two possibilities. Possibility number one is that a mace is not able to be makne her the get, that you need a megarish, and there's no megarish anymore. The possibility number two is that you don't just need a megarish, you need a marriage, and there's no marriage anymore, meaning once he's dead, they're no longer married.
the Nisuin is no longer there. So there's nothing upon which the get to be Chal. Those are the two possibilities of the Paras Yosef. If you look around the Rishonim, you find different diyukim in different Rishonim. Rashi Subastav Bezim Bez says Ein Get Lachar Misa because Ein Amesim Megarshin. Sounds like the first side, that a mace can't do a gerushin. He can't affect a gerushin. On Daftesim Beis in this Masechta, Rashi says that the get's not chal because pakar reshusei. Pakar reshusei means that they're not married anymore. There's no marriage upon which they get to be chal. So you have both tzadim within Rashi. Rav Elchanan, the Kovitz Shurim, the Sachs Babasar, quotes from a Ravid that says that the reason ain't get lachar misa is because you need krisos. And achar misa, you already had a krisos. So get has to be able to affect a krisos. Again, that sounds like the second side, that there's no marriage anymore upon which the get to be chal. Tosos Rid writes that you need that the megarish should be alive at the time of the kinyan get. Sounds like it's the din in the megarish, not a din in the marriage. So again, you have these implications all over Rishonim, whether it's like one side of the Paras Yosef or the other side as far as why it is that ain't get lachar misa, but that it is that ain't get lachar misa, that there's no discussion. That's for sure true. Says the Mishnah, what if you change it up a little bit? Mehayom imati. Me'achshav imati. That a person says it should be from today if I die, from now if I die, where it sounds like he wants the get to be chal now, bitenai, that he dies. Then I raise a get. Then the get is going to be valid because his death is a kiyum of the tenai, which causes the get to be activated retroactively to the time that he actually gave the get. Tosas has a suffix. When you say mehayom, is that different than me'achshav? Meaning me'achshav means this very moment, right? So if it's 6:36 a.m., so it's 6:36 a.m. Me'ayom means this very day, which might mean the very end of the day, which means that if the fellow dies in between right now and the end of the day, maybe the get's not going to be chal because he tried to activate the get me'ayom toward the end of the day. So Tosfos is specific about this, and Tosfos thinks that nachon lahachmir, that we should be machmir about this because we don't know. We're not sure exactly what he means by that. So anyway, but these lashonos clearly are not aiming for a get lachar misa. Now, a different lashon, he says me'ayom lachar misa, so now we're not sure what the fellow means. Does he mean that the get should be chal right now, bitanai, that he later dies, and since the get is chal while he's alive, it works? Or does he mean to do a chazara, that he's being chozar on what he originally wanted? That originally he wanted the get to be chal hayom, but then right away he says, you know what, lachar misa, let's change that, let's make it lachar misa. So we're not sure which of those two possibilities is true. So get ve'eno get, it's a suffek get, ve'emes, and therefore if he dies without any children, chaletzis v'omis yavemes, he got a chalitza, you cannot do yibum. Rabbi Kiva Eiger raises the following question. He says, in this case, mehayom ula achar misa. What was the case exactly? If he did not say a tanai kafel, so anyway, the tanai is batal, and the maisa is kayim, and the get is going to be chal right away. Meaning a tanai only works. If he's making it al tanai, then I die. So you need to formulate a tanai with the proper formulation of a tanai kafel. And if he did say a tanai kafel, and he said, an im lo amos lo ye get ze mehayom, so then there's no suffix of chazara. We know what he was doing. He was explicit in what he was doing, that it's clearly a tanai. So the Rebbe Kivego suggests, we were talking about that he was not kofel as tanai, and the Mishnah's Mesupak, do we assume that since he was not kofel the tanai, so the tanai is batal and the maisa is kayam, and therefore it's a valid get? Or do we assume that he's being chozer and he wants the get to be lachar misa, and it's not a valid get? Meaning, ain't a chinami, it's definitely not a valid tanai. But what happens when a person does a maisa with a tanai, and then the tanai is an invalid tanai? So the maisa is kayam, the maisa is chal without the tanai, which means the get's going to be chal forgetting his death, forgetting that. So that's one possibility. The other possibility is he was chozer, he never even tried to make a tanai, and if he was chozer, the chazara works. So next case in the Mishnah, last case, Zegitech Me'ayom, Imati Mechalizet. This should be get the get Me'ayom if I die from this illness. And then he gets up and he walks out in the market, and then he gets sick again and he dies. So we have to make an assessment. That if he died as a result of the original illness, so then that's still a valid get. But if it was not as a result of the original illness, it's a new illness that killed him, then it's not going to be a valid get. So now the Gemara says, it says in our Mishnah that if you say Zegitech Imati, then it's Lo Amar Kalum. So Alma immati kalachar misa dami. Sounds like immati is a lashon that implies that the get should be chal after he dies. But then v'hadar tani, then the Mishnah went on to say mehayom immati, meachshav immati, so that it is a valid get. Alma immati lav kalachar misa dami. Sounds like immati is not lachar misa, because if you can say it means lachar misa, that even when he says mehayom immati, it should at least be a suffix get, right? We should say that, well, we're not sure, what does he mean? Does he mean immati or does he mean mehayom? But it seems very clear in the second case that the immati is clearly just a tenai and it doesn't mean lachar misa. So Amar Abaye, immati shtei lishonos mashma. Immati could go in two directions. Kimei achshav, mashma lachar misa. It could be mashma that the get should be chal right now and it's a tenai that I die, or it could be mashma that it should be chal lachar misa. So it's all based on context. Amar la mehayom, if he says mehayom immati, by adding the word mehayom, we know that he doesn't want the get to be chal lachar misa. So command amar la meachshav dami. We view it as meachshav, and immati is a tenai. But lo amar la mehayom, if he doesn't say the word mehayom, command amar la lachar misa dami. Then it's as if he's saying, I want the get to be chal lachar misa. Good. The Mishnah then went on to say, Zegitech immati lo amar klum, that if he says Zegitech immati lo amar klum, so now we're going to have two versions of a comment of Rav Huna. The first version is that Rav Huna is commenting on that very first line in the Mishnah, that if a guy says this should be your get when I die, then it's lo amar klum. Amar Rav Huna v'chaletza. So Rav Huna says, yeah, but you're still going to need chalitza when the fellow dies, because but not yibum. You can't do yibum because it's not so clear that they weren't divorced. Not so clear they weren't divorced. V'lo amar klum katani. The Mishnah couldn't be more clear. The Mishnah said lo amar klum, that it was totally invalid. Says Mar lo amar klum dasira li'alma li'av nami asira. Lo amar klum is really a lashon of safek. It's saying that lo amar klum in the sense that she's not allowed to get remarried based on such a get, but she's still going to be asked to the avim as well. Says Mar, how could that be? V'ami d'seifa chaletas mechal d'reisha b'yubu me'nami mi'yama. The seifa, later on in our Mishnah, we had a case of me'ayom alachar nisa where we tapa were mesupak and we said chaletas v'lo mesiyav emes. In the first case, in the reisha, we said lo amar klum. It didn't sound like it was chaletas v'lo mesiyav emes. So the Gemara is miyashev that Rav Huna is not saying his shita lefi the Tana in our Mishnah. He's saying his shita lefi Rabbi Yossi, who's cholik on our Mishnah. Because there is a sugya mesachs b'basra. We have machlokas chacham ben Rabbi Yossi. If a person gives over all of his nechasim as a matana to his child, almanas, that the child gets it after he dies. Do you need to write in the shtar that that matana is going to be chal mehayom ulachar misa, or do you not need to write it because manos shel shtar mochiach lev? You dated the shtar, so you don't need to write mehayom. As long as there's a date, everyone knows what that date is, and that's when it's going to be chal. So masnisin kirabanan. Our Mishnah, which says that zegitech immati is lo amar klum, because you need to say mehayom, that follows the rabbanan, that the zman that's written in the shtar is not mochiach. That if you say immati, So when you say immati, you mean mehayom immati, and therefore, if you didn't say mehayom, it's a shtar liachar misa lo amar klum. V'Rav Huna da amar Rabbi Yossi, but Rav Huna holds that if you said zegiteich immati, even if you don't say mehayom, it's enough to make it a suffek get that she can only do chalitza and not yibum. Is da amar Rabbi Yossi follows Rabbi Yossi da amar zmanos hashtar melchiach lav. Rabbi Yossi holds that if you don't say mehayom, anyway, we know we could just look at the zmanos shel shtar, so it's a get mechayim. Well, frak the Gemara I Rabbi Yossi chalitza nami lo tibai. Well, if you follow zmanos shel shtar, you shouldn't even need chalitza. We know what it is. We know that they're actually divorced, so there should be no requirement for anything when the fellow dies. The chitema, maybe you're going to say, oh no. Rav Huna was aware of Rabbi Yossi Shita, and he wasn't sure whether we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't even need chalitza. If you hold like the chamim, you could even do yibum. He's not sure, do I hold like the chamim or do I hold like Rabbi Yossi? So he says, chalitza zvomus yavemes. Maybe that's where Rav Huna was coming from. He says, well, it can't be. Me misapkale. Is Rav Huna not sure whether we paskin like Rabbi Yossi? One time, Rabbi Baravua got ill. All the gabe Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, and Rav Nachman went to visit him. Suddenly, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman, Rav Huna said to Rav Nachman, "By me name Rav Baravua, halacha Rabbi Yossi, ain't halacha. We should ask Rav Baravua whether we pass like Rabbi Yossi or not." Suddenly, Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, "Time with Rabbi Yossi lo yadam. Look, I don't really understand the logic of Rabbi Yossi. I don't understand why you don't have to write in the get me'ayom ulachar misa halacha ibayiminei. So I'm going to ask him how we paskin. I can't explain that why the halacha would be like him if I don't even understand what he says." Someplace Rav Huna told Rav Nachman, "Look, at bayiminei halacha, you just find out whether we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. I know you're struggling with understanding Rabbi Yossi. V'taymid Rabbi Yossi anamin halacha. I'll explain it to you later, though. I'll give you a good explanation of shitas Rabbi Yossi. The information that I need right now, though, is how do we paskin?" So bayiminei, Rav Nachman asked Rav Baravua, "Do we paskin like Rabbi Yossi?" It sounds from the story that Rav Huna was there also, so I don't know why Rav Huna couldn't ask himself. Right, it was all the Rav Huna vir Rav Nachman. So why couldn't Rav Huna just ask himself? I'm not sure. Maybe Rav Baravua was hard of hearing, and Rav Huna was a gentle person and couldn't scream. I don't know. So Amalei. So Rav Baravua said, "Hachi Amarav halach Rabbi Yossi, that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi." So Rav Huna gained clarity. We do paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Lebasad Nafak. After they left Rav Baravua, Amalei, Rav Huna said to Rav Nachman, "Hainu time to Rabbi Yossi. Now let me explain to you what the sheet of Rabbi Yossi is based on, that you don't need to write me'ayom, you don't need to write me'ayom, because there's a date, and the date is all that you need, and that tells you everything you need to know." So bottom line is, Rav Huna was mekabel that Allah was like Rabbi Yossi, so you cannot tell me that Rav Huna was mesupak. So where we are right now is, Rav Huna said, choletzes v'lo mesiyavemes. But if Rav Huna really paskins like Rabbi Yossi, and he does, and Rabbi Yossi holds manos shoshtar mechiyach lav, you shouldn't even need chalitza. So why does Rav Huna hold chaletzes the ena misyabemes? So ella misafkalei, Rav Huna was really mesupak I omar Rabbi Yossi balpe ilo omar. That Rabbi Yossi shita that manos shoshtar mechiyach lav, is that true? Even when at the shas mesira he says bal. And he doesn't write that in the Nusach HaGet. Or does Rabbi Yossi not say Zman HaShtar Mochiach HaLav unless you write in the Get Immati? Because then the Zman in the Shtar is Mochiach that the Immati doesn't mean that you want the Get to be Chal after death. No, there's a Zman in the same Shtar that says Immati. So that Zman is Mochiach you want the Get to be right now. But it could be that if you hand a get that has a date in it and you verbalize immati, it could be that you're trying to override that zman. Meaning it wouldn't be that within the same shtar you're trying to override. No, within the shtar you look at the zman. But if I verbalize immati, it could be that I'm trying to override that. So that's what Rav Huna was unsure about. So mim safkli, is Rav Huna unsure about such a thing? Vatanan, we have a Mishnah, a nine vavam base, that if a person gives a get to his wife and he says, Hareze giteich, im lo basi mikan yad shema sochodesh, that this should be your get if I don't come back from now, from 12 months from now, umeis betok shema sochodesh, and he dies within those 12 months, ain't no get, it's not a get, because the intention was that the gerushin should be chal in 12 months. By 12 months' time, he was already dead. So you can't have a get after he's already dead, and therefore she's going to require a yibum. Vitani Allah, but we have a brisa that comments on that Mishnah, that Rabbi that the Rabbi Seinu disagreed with the Mishnah and allowed her to get remarried based on such a get. We said, who are these Rabbi Seinu? It's this very same Beis Din that was Matir Shemen Akum, which is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and his Beis Din, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya rather, and his Beis Din. They were Matir the Gzeira of Shemen Akum, among the various Gzeiros that they had in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Zayin, where we have against Pas Nachri and Shemen of Anachri, and Yayin of Anachri, and Bishal of Anachri. So Shemen was on that list originally, but then a later Beis Din was Matir the Shemen, which has nothing to do with us. We're just trying to identify which Beis Din it was that disagreed. Who are the Chachamim who Ritiru Elinasei? It's this Beidin of the Shor Mishcha. So Savila Krabiosi Damar Zman Shashar Mechiachalav, because that Beis Din of Shor Mishcha holds that even though you said that Balpeh, you said that this get should only be Chal in 12 months from now, but there's a date on the get, and the date is today, not 12 months from now. Zman Shashar Mechiachalav, so even if the fellow dies in the intervening 12 months, he's going to be divorced. So you see clearly, it's not a Sathik. Even though it was only verbal that you said 12 months from now, you're not overriding the Zman. El Mesapkle Yalach Rabbi Yossi Balpeh in Alacha. No, what Rav Huna wasn't sure about is he knows what Rabbi Yossi holds. Rabbi Yossi holds Mamash Hashra Mochiach Lav, even if Balpeh you say it should only be at a certain, you know, in Mati or in 12 months from now, Mamash Hashra is always going to be Mochiach Lav. And he knows that generally we paskin like Rabbi Yossi when it's all written down. What he's not sure is, do we even paskin like Rabbi Yossi in that Balpeh case? Do we even pass like Rabbi Yossi when you say Imati or you say Lach Hashem Asachodesh Balpeh? So it says, well, Mimisapkle, is he really unsure whether we pass like Rabbi Yossi in that case? Vamar Rava, didn't Rava tell us Hareza Giteich Imati Vishani Meis? If a guy says Hareza Giteich if I die, or if he says Hareza Giteich Sha'ani Meis, which sounds like he's trying to be Megarish right away, but tonight that he dies, Hareza Get, then it's a good Get. Kisha Amus La'achar Misa Ain't a Get. But if he says, let's be divorced after I die, then it's not a good get. Well, Echidami, what's the case? Who's Rava talking about? Who's within whose shita is he saying that Imati it is a good get? If he said Mayom, Verabbanan, we're assuming like the Rabbanan that it's a valid get. Does Rava need to tell me such a thing? That if you say Mayom, that it's a valid get, Vatanan. That's Beferish in the Mishnah. Mayom, Imati, I raise a get. That we learned in our Mishnah. Must be that we're talking about a case where he didn't say Mayom. He just said, Hareze Giteich Imati. I said, why would it be a valid get? The only reason it could be a valid get is because Zmano Shel Shtar Mechiach Alav. Rabbi Yossi, and it's assuming like Rabbi Yossi that the Zman of the Shtar makes it Me'ayom. So Shmamina, Halach Rabbi Yossi. So you see that the Zman of the get is Mechiach, even if you only said the Imati Balpeh. So it's not a suffix. What do you mean Rav Huna is not sure whether we pass like Rabbi Yossi? Rava said Beferish we pass like Rabbi Yossi, that we follow Zman of Shel Shtar, even if you said Imati Balpeh. Says Gemara, yeah, Rava was sure. The Rava Pshitale, the Rav Huna Mesapkele. Rava was sure that we passed him like Rabbi Yossi, even Balpeh. Rav Huna was not as sure. V'iba yisema, li'olam damar le'me'ayom. Or it could be that Rava was even talking about a case where he said me'ayom v'rabbanan, and he wasn't going like Rabbi Yossi, he was going like the Rabbanan. Aye, what's the chiddush then? The Mishnah already said me'ayom imati, that it's a valid get. V'hani lishni yisrichale. No, it's the other lishonos that Rava mentioned. Sha'ani meis ki imati dami. That if you say sha'ani meis, that's the equivalent of saying imati. Kisha Amos is Kalachamisa Dami, but Kisha Amos is this equivalent of saying Lachamisa, and that was Rava's whole Chiddush. Rava's Chiddush was not that Me'ayom Imati is a valid get. That's Beferish of the Mishnah. His Chiddush was Sha'ani Meis is the same as saying Imati, and Kisha Amos is the same as saying Lachamisa. So all of that is one version of Rav Huna. V'ikad Masna Seifa. Another version of Rav Huna has Rav Huna commenting on the Seifa of the Reisha of our Mishnah, that Zegiteich Lachar Misa Lo Amaklum, that if you say Zegiteich after I die, then it does nothing. So Rav Huna, and that's where Rav Huna comments, Uludivir Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, that Zmanu Shel Shtar is Mochiach Alav, and even if you don't say Mehayom, it's as if you said Mehayom, because there's a date on the Shtar, so it's as if you said Beferish Mehayom Lachar Misa, Chaletzes, then you're going to need a Chalitza, because maybe when you said Lachar Misa, you only meant that as a Tanai, and you really want to get to be chal mehayom, and it's a valid get. Or maybe it's a chazara, and originally you said mehayom, and now you don't want it to be mehayom, and you instead want it to be lachar misa, and it's not a valid get. Well, pshita mitzeif for the rabban chaletzes, reishanami the Rabbi Yossi chaletzes. According to Rabbi Yossi, the din is going to be that chaletz v'lo misyavemes. Obviously, that the din is going to be chaletz v'lo misyavemes, because just like in the seif of the Mishnah, according to the chamim, when you said beferish mehayom lachar misa, that's a suffik. So according to Rabbi Yossi, putting a date is the same as saying Me'ayom. So if the Rabbanan can tell you Me'ayom Lachar Misa is a suffik, obviously Rabbi Yossi is going to hold that when you have a date and you say Lachar Misa, it's a suffik. So says Marno, Ma'u Detem Rabbi Yossi Baha Kerevi Svirilei. Damar Gita Mal Yav V'chalitza Nami Lo Tibai. I might think that Rabbi Yossi, when you say Me'ayom Lachar Misa, is going to assume like Rabbi that it's a 100% a valid get, and you don't even need Chalitza, because it's absolutely not a Chazar, it's absolutely a Tanai. Kamashmalan, the low Rebbe Savalak Rabbi Yossi, the low Rabbi Yossi Savalak Rebbe, that neither holds like the other. Rebbe, lo Shavu Rabbi Yossi, Rebbe doesn't know that Rabbi Yossi Diktani Kazeget Lemute Rabbi Yossi. The Rebbe says Kazeget, which sounds like Dafka that where you said Mehayom, the get is kosher. But if you don't say Mehayom, we don't pay any attention to the Zmano Shel Shtar Lemute Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Lo Shavu LaKarebi, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't know like Rebbe Diktani, because when we said that Kazeget Lemute the Rebbe, it sounds like he's trying to be exclude Shita of Rebbe, who holds that Meyom Alachar Misa is a Tanai and that it's a valid get. No, he's following the Rabbanan that it's a Suffolk Tanai, Suffolk Chazara, and therefore it's only going to be Chalitza. Rebbe Mahi, where do we see Rebbe ever made such a statement? Titania, Meyom Alachar Misa get Veino, get Divrei Chachamim. The Chachamim say Meyom Alachar Misa is a Suffolk. Rebbe Omer, Kazaget, it's not a Suffolk, it's a Vadaget. Rabbi Yossi Mahi, and what was the statement of Rabbi Yossi? Titanan, we have Mishnah Nayin Vav. Kisu, Tinu get Lishdiyim Lobasim, Mikan Rashemus Chodesh. Write and give a get to my wife if I don't come back in 12 months. Ksuvuhu, Bitok Shemus Chodesh, and the son of Laachashemus Chodesh, Eno get. They wrote it within 12 months and they gave it after 12 months. It's not a valid get because that's not what he had told them to do, even though they wrote it within 12 months. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kazaget. Rabbi Yossi says it is a good get because by saying Kisvu Tnu before saying Imlo Basi, we know that he wanted it to be written now and given La'achar Shemos HaChodesh if he doesn't come back. But if he says Imlo Basi, Mikan Rat Shemos HaChodesh, Kisvu Tnu, and then they write B'tok Shemos HaChodesh, Rabbi Yossi would be Moda that it's Eno Get, because then certainly his Kavana would be that the Ksiva should be only after Shemos HaChodesh, like the Nesina. Okay, B'ez Hashem, tomorrow, not tomorrow, the next day we will pick up at the two dots toward the bottom of Ayin Beis and Days. Have a great day, everyone.